Yeah, that's awesome. Now, v'kipin, that's also, that's kipin, that's the leaf of the cedar tree. He yells, pispusrei namim mefasvinim. Kipin, which for a kid, right now it's not an oichel, it's not roy teeth. Usually you leave this leaf ready, on, leave it to grow on the tree to become a hard piece of wood. So now if you want to cut it off, not cut it off, it's cut off before Shabbos. If you want to chop it up, it's cool, or spread it out, that's called you're making an oichel. He holds you're allowed to make an oichel on Shabbos. For a kid, kipin, the thing that's not an oichel, pispusrei namim mefasvinim. You're allowed to spread them out on Shabbos. Avoloi hazirin. But the zirin, that's something, the stalks, that is an oichel already, that you can't spread out. It's a diak lefisfus, you can't spread them out. Elo lahatir, it's only mutta to untie the bundles. So the kids have Yehuda holds, you're allowed to untie the bundles, that's like doing nothing. But pispuset, to spread it out, that's called you be matriach yourself. So you matriach yourself on something that isn't oichel already, he holds that's also. Adimor says, Omar Rova. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what has been Rabbi Yehuda, how come he's more makel by this arz of this leaf that's not an oichel, rather than the other things, the stalks that are oichlin? Because he holds the sfarot like this, not what we hold halacha. Kisavar, shav yeuchlo mishavinet, fakert. If the animal can't eat it the way it is now, it's not called an oichel for him, the Rabbana will make you allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. So you're allowed to do something to the food to make it edible for the animal. So mainly the kipin, which according to him is this leaf from the cedar tree, since the way it is now, the animals won't eat it. You're allowed to be masfasfeis, spread it out to make it edible for the animal. You're allowed to be meshavi uchla to the animal. Mashenkein, is ksava shibuya uchla meshavinen, or the mitrach be uchla loy tachinen. But if you have these stalks, that the animal could eat the stalks, it's edible, and he could eat it. No, you want to spread out the stalks to make it more appetizing for the animal, that's awesome. You're now going to be matriach yourself for an oichel for the animal. That's called shlele tzarech. Like monoshuk, you have stalks here that are edible. So the animals will eat them. So you want to make it a little bit nice, you want to spread it out easier for him, that's awesome. Now going to be matriach yourself for the animal. But if you don't have an oichel, it's not edible for him, so since you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, you're allowed to like be mishav, you're allowed to work to make the food good. Abad, you're not doing your malach here. It's only like it's Shabbos should be awesome. But the Rabbanan, he holds there's no issim the Rabbanan. The Rashi says here, since if you don't feed the animal, the beat tsar, mishum tsar, the behemoth, the Rabbanan will mat to you. Our pispus lay, but stam to spread out the food, the Rabbanan will mat to you. The sagale biatora, it's enough for the animal to eat it after you untie the knot. And the male of the animal will eat it. To spread it out, that's called the tircha stam, to make it more appetizing, that's also for an animal. So the more tana. So you're in the word aloha, our Mishnah says, ain maraskin es hashachas.
If you want to take a look now, let's see if anybody's back here from Shira. Anybody's there?
Tanan, yeah, we learned here. Ain maraskin es hashachas v'yes hacharuvin lifnei behema. As you're not allowed, it says in the Mishnah, you can't chop up the shachas, that's the unripe tzvua, v'yes hacharuvin, the box of lifnei behema. You can't chop it up on Shabbos. Bein daka bein gasa, that's the Tanakama. Whether you have a young behemoth or a big behemoth, you can't chop it up for it. So the Gemara's medayik, now my love, charuvim dumi de shachas. We're talking about this boxa that doima to shachas. Shachas is what? It is unripe tfua. Now ma shachas, just like shachas, unripe tfua, that means the young wheat before... So we'll be medayik now from the Mishnah. That they're asking is a shachas of charuvim. So my love, charuvim dumi de shachas. That the boxer is doima to the unripe, the young tfua, the young wheat. Ma shachas, just like shachas, the rechicha, it's soft. Usually unripe wheat, when it's first growing, it's very soft. Is af charuvim, who are then this boxer we're talking about in the Mishnah, is also the rechichi. It's also very soft boxer. Alma, sechifan al Mishnah, loy tachina biuchlo. That we're talking about, it's soft, so the animal could eat it. So since the animal could eat it the way it is now, this shachas and this charuvim, that's why the Mishnah says, ain maraskin, you're not allowed to chop it up, make it more appetizing for the animal. So l'chura tiyuf to the Rav Huna. L'chura, this is a riot to Rav Yehuda, and a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one that said, fakert, if you have an oichol, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to make it more appetizing for the animal. It's only also to chop up something that's not edible. But if it's edible, you can do what you want. And the Mishnah's mashma, no, the Mishnah says, ain't maraskin. You can't chop up this boxer and this shachas, even though it's very soft, the animal could eat it anyway. So you see, you can't be matriach yourself with an oichel. Omalok Rav Huna, no, it's not shver. Omalok Rav Huna, loy, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. I'll tell you, shachas dunya decheruvim. The Mishnah, when it says shachas, is unripe tfuah, it means dunya decheruvim boxer. That ma charuvim the akushay. His boxer, like we know, it depends. When it's very soft, still green. When it's very young, it's still soft. Mashenkin later, when we see when it gets black, it's very hard. So the Mishnah means charuvim, hard boxer. And who was in shachas? Af shachas the akushay. That it's very hard. So mamela, it's not edible for the animal right now. So that's where Rav Huna learns pshat in the Mishnah. So Rav Huna learns, if you have something that's not edible for the animal, you're not allowed to cut it up to make it edible for the animal. Midirabbanan, that's also, that's called Yibi Meshava Uchlo, it's also to be Meshava Neuchel. So that's how Rav Huna learns pshat in the Mishnah, that the shachas is doing it to the cheruvim, they're both very hard. That's why you can't feed it to the animal on Shabbos. Omalach, yeah. So the Mora, Heichi Meshkachas Lo, how do we have this that's very hard, how do we have it that's very hard, the shachas? Vili Zutri, very small sprouts. When they're very small, then even though it's young, still it could be hard. So it's possible to have hard shachas that's not edible for the animal. Therefore, the Mishnah learned this, where the Mishnah says, according to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to chop up this shachas and cheruvim, because then you're making it edible for the animal. Also, see the lachah that we hold like Rav Yehuda, if I care, that's mutter. Toshima, Rav Yehuda mate becheruvim. The end of the Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda was mate becheruvim ladaka. You're allowed to chop up a boxer to give it to a young animal, to give it to a daka. Rav Yehuda mate becheruvim ledaka. So it's a diik ledaka in. You can only chop it off to give it to a daka, young animal. Aber legasaloi, to a big animal you can't give it. Now, iyamrit bishleima tanakam mesavar mitrach biuchlo leitachinon. If you're going to tell me pshat from the tanakam of the rabbonin, it's like Rav Yehuda learns pshat. That if you have an oichel already, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself with the oichel. Since the animal can eat it the way it is, you have no heter to be matriach. It's called a tircha shlele tzorich. Don't work too hard on Shabbos. Mashenkein shavia meshavinen. But in the case where the food is not edible yet, so as the behemoth will have tzar, he can't eat, then you're allowed to meshav, you're allowed to do something to the food to make it edible. Of the zoy, that's pshat the Mishnah. Haino the kom Rav Yehuda. This is what Rav Yehuda said back to the Tanakhama. Ha charuvim ledaka nami shav yochluhu. You should know charuvim, this boxer, you should know if you chop it up for young animals, it's also called yibi mishav yochlu. Since they're young animals, they can't eat this boxer yet. So what are you doing? You're being mishav yochlu, that's why it's mutter. Then it'll be good what Yehuda is saying. If Yehuda is telling the Tanakama, you should know for behema daka, charuvim is not edible. So that's why I'm not even to chop up charuvim for young animal. Eli Yamat, but if you're going to tell me, Tanakam is sofer. Tanakam holds like Rav Huna. That what shav yuchlo loy mishavinim. That Rav Huna shita is, you're not allowed to make an oichel. Something that's not edible the way it is, you can't do something to the food to make the food edible for the animal. Of a mitrach biuchlo mitrachinon. But if it's edible already, then you start want to spread out the food to make it more appetizing for the animal, that's mutter. If that's pshat in the Tanakam, according to Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to chop up charuvim ladaka. Now obviously we're talking about now charuvim, that's soft. Because if it's hard charuvim, it's not an oichel, it's also to make an oichel. So what's mutter? Only if it's edible anyway, you're allowed to chop it up to make it more easy for the animal to eat. So if that's pshat in Rav Yehuda, what does he say only for behem ladaka? It's mutter for the Gemara kol shrein lagasa. Avatim should be mutter to chop up the charuvim for a gasa. Because if behem lagasa can eat the charuvim the way they are, it's called an oichel for him. So what are you chopping it up for? Just to make it more pleasant for him to eat it. So according to Rav Huna, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to make food more pleasant for the animal. So if Rav Yehuda holds, you're allowed to chop up charuvim because it's just cool. You're making the food more edible. So why only for a daka, for a young one? His koshchen legas, avadet the behemah is a bigger behemah. Avadet should be mutter. And for the Gemara, mi savrit do you say? Daka. Daka mamish, that Rav Yehuda mean mamish. Daka means a young animal. And then you have the svara. If it's called an oichel, if a young animal could eat it. So avad and avada, it's called a food for a big one also, it should be mutter. So the more name, my daka gasa, tell you if I cared. What does daka mean? It means a big animal. Enochnami. For small animals, you can't chop off the cheruvim. Because talking about hard cheruvim, it's not edible for the young animals. So since it's not edible, it's not called an oichel, it's also to chop it up, you can't make an oichel on Shabbos. No, what does it mean to say ladaka? It means you can chop it up for a big animal, legasa. And the big animal, the pshat is, a big animal could eat the charuvim the way they are. So since it's edible for the big animal, for him you're allowed to chop it up to make it more pleasant, because he could eat it anyway. Why do you call daka? Daka usually means a thin animal, means a young thing animal. So why do you call a big one daka? And the Gemara, the daiki biokhla, it means fakir, it has good healthy teeth. The daika, bottom rashi, the daika means koiseses yoko. It chews the food very good. So daki here means like a lush and chopping it up very well. It could chop up, chew up the food very well. And it could chop up the food in its mouth. Therefore, even though you have a hard charuv, a hard boxer, for a behemoth that has good teeth that could chew well, it's called an oichel. So once it's called an oichel, then you're allowed to chop it up just to make it more pleasant for the animal. That's also liba the Rav Huna. That's the Rav Huna learns from our Mishnah. Look good. So the Mohammedic Tani Reisha, but since the Reisha says, Bein daka, bein gasa, that's not good terror still. Because the Tanakam, it says it's also to chop them up. Bein daka, bein gasa. Is lechura mechlad, Rabbi Yehuda, daka, daka mamish kamer. Lechura tzmashman, Rabbi Yehuda says, so behema daka means bedavka, small, young animal, but not for a big one. Obazoi vatamar bekash nechlami, obazoi it's shver according to Rabbi Huna, and it's more mistaif according to Rabbi Yehuda. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have food that's edible for the animal, you can't do anything for it. Let the animal eat it the way it is. It's only mutter to be matriach yourself if the behemah can't eat it the way it is. If you have to be mishav, you make it into an oichel, mishum tsar balachayim, it's mutter to do it. So then it's very good, Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the Mishnah. He holds charuvim boxer, he holds ladaka for a young animal, he can't eat this boxer yet. So for him to chop it up, it's not called you're making it pleasant, it's called you're making the food. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Why? According to, it's very good in Mishnah. Why, he's matter dafka to a daka, young animal. Mashenkin to a bigger animal, since for him, it's edible the way it is, so he's not want to chop it up to make it more pleasant. He holds you can't be matriach yourself on a meichel. If you only do something to make it into a meichel. That's why it's good. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, you can only chop up boksa, ladaka for a young animal. For a young animal, that's called you're making the food into a food, that's mutter. Toshima, come now, bring your right. There's the halacha, we have later, next Mishnah, Mechatchin. Mechatchin, it's the Mishnah later. Mechatchin esad luyin lefnei abehema. You're allowed to chop up the luyin, that's like pumpkins, in front of a behema. V'yachan nevela lefnei aklovim. You're allowed to cut up, chop up in the nevela. It's an animal that died by itself without shechit in front of the klovim. It's not also bano, it's muta bano. So you're allowed to give it to a caliph. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Is my lav, the luyim pumpkins, dumi the nevela? That's doima to a nevela to a piece of meat. Ma nevela the rechicha. Usually a dead behemoth, the meat is very soft. So the dog could eat raw meat. So bezoi, why do we say you're allowed to chop up the nevela in front of the caliph? I, the caliph, could eat the meat the way it is right now. And Abizai, my nevela the rechicha, just like the nevela is soft, av the luyin the rechicha. Who are then this pumpkin? It's talking about a soft pumpkin. That the animals could eat it the way it is right now. Almo tachina biyuchla. The chorot sarayat to Rav Huna. You see, even though these things are edible the way it is to an animal, fakir, since it's edible, it's called an oichum, you're allowed to be matriach yourself more and make it more edible for the animal. So to you, to the Rabbi Yehuda, of the Yekash and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, once it's edible for the animal, you can't touch it anymore. You can't be matriach yourself for it. And there it says, you're allowed to chop up the pumpkins to give it to the animal, even though the animal can eat it the way it is. Omelav Rabbi Yehuda, no, that's not Pshan, these Mishnahs. Nevei latayya duma deluyim. The raw meat is doima to a raw pumpkin. Ma deluyim, just like a raw pumpkin. The yashuni, it's very hard. Rashi says, kushin, it's hard. And you can't eat it. After nevela, who are in the nevela? We're talking about the yashuni. We're talking about a hard piece of meat. So a hard piece of meat, faket, is not edible the way it is to the dog. Therefore, the Mishnah says you're allowed to chop up the meat or chop up the dluyim to give it to the animal. Because the way they are, they're not roi teeth. So therefore, it's mutter to mishav yuchlo. For the more of a hechi mishkachas lo, how do you have this piece of meat that's hard, lechura, all raw meat, is soft? And the Gemara babosti pili, you have meat that has cracks in it. In a chlam, it means an old piece of meat that dried out, and you see cracks in the meat. So such cracks, the dog won't go to eat it. So mela, you have a heta to chop up the meat to make it edible for the dog. Inam is at Gemara bigurayta zutri. Rashi learns me inami klovin. The Gemara bigurayta zutri. We're talking about puppies, young dogs. The whole nevela kosher him. If you have a young dog, he can't eat even raw meat. So for him, that he can't eat this meat, for him, you're allowed to chop up the meat. If you have an animal that could eat the meat the way it is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to chop it up. Only here we're talking about a small dog that can't eat the meat. That's where you can chop it up. Toshima, the Tony Rav Chana min Adoy, mefarchinon tevin. You let it spread out tevin the strua. V'yaspastas the unripe tfua. That's the shachas. Or ma'arvin, you can mix them together. Alma tachina b'yuchlo. You see, you will not be matriach yourself with oichel, because the chura tevin strua is edible. And Sula says mafarchin, it means you can spread them out and do things, make it more edible for the animal. So even though you have an oichel, still you will not be matriach yourself to make it more appetizing for the animal. And the Gemara name, tevin distrua betivna sorry. Talking about straw that got a little spoiled already. Trashi deloichazi. It's not roi teeth the way it is. It's spoiled tevin. It got like rotten already. So b'zoi fahashta now mishavlu yuchla. Now if you spread it out and mix it up with the shachas, now you make it into oichel. And Rashi says v'hai sorry lav sorry legamri. It doesn't mean it got spoiled legamri, because then you can't eat it anymore. So it just means it got spoiled a little bit. So the way it is right now, it's not edible. But if you mafarchis, you mix it up, and you mix it up with the shachas, then it makes it edible. That's where it's mutum. And as pasta, this young shachas also bili zukri. Talking about young stalks. Young stalks are very hard. Since they're very hard, they're not edible the way it is now, the shachas. So with this type of shachas, you let it chop up or mafarchinim to make it edible for the animal. But we spoke out lalocha, we hold like Yehuda, that you only allowed to be matriach yourself to make something into an oichel, but something that's not an oichel, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself on Shabbos for it. Yeah.